Hello?
Good evening. Is Louis Ferraro there?
That's me.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm really conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. First, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
67.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino?
White.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0. Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Right now, I'm an independent.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? And here we have a list. Let me go through the list, and then we can match it for your top two. The first one is standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, climate change and environmental issues, immigration and border security, crime and violence, gun regulation and reform, protecting our democracy and freedoms, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, healthcare costs, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, improving K-12 public school education, or inflation and the economy.
You want me to pick two of them?
Two of them. Your most important.
Well, inflation and economy is definitely one.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you rattled off so many of them. The border and immigration thing.
Okay. So just to confirm, immigration and border security and inflation and the economy.
Yes.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Approve.
And would you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
I just answered approve.
But somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly,
thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
They're getting worse.
Thank you. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Well, yeah, they're getting worse, but it's not that simple. But yeah, to answer the question, they're getting worse.
Thank you. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
I'm going to say not at all.
And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Well, wait a minute. I don't understand the difference between what you just asked me and the question before.
Oh, the first one was racism or discrimination in your everyday life. And the other one was discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference.
Oh, no, I don't experience any. No, none.
So would you say not often or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. How concerned are you about rights or freedom being taken away or rolled back in this country? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Well, the Democrats continue to run. Very concerned.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion and or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Donald Trump.
You mean, how I feel about that person?
Yes. Based on the scale from 0 to 100.
100 is good, 1 is 0 is bad.
Yes. Called in
or something like that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll go with 90.
The National Rifle Association, or NRA?
Ninety.
Thank you. Black Lives Matter.
Oh, they're idiots. 10.
Joe Biden?
5.
The Republican Party?
90.
Cornel West?
He's interesting. I'm going to go 50.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
You know, I'm not familiar with them.
Okay.
I'll go with 50. 50.
Oh, okay. Tim Scott?
Tim Scott, he's very good. 85.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
Well, I'd have to vote for Donald Trump.
Thank you. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
I think that's blown out of proportion. I'm going to say not worried at all.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. The first one is, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
I'm sorry, and I'm supposed to either agree or disagree? Is that what you said?
Yes, and if you can, you can say strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Uh, Somewhat disagree? Is that one of the choices?
Thank you. The next one is reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat disagree.
Your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America.
Disagree.
Is that a somewhat or strongly?
My cultural, my personal cultural heritage?
Yes.
Is that what you said? Or you meant me personally, right?
Since we have to get your opinion on how you feel, then it would be a yes. Your heritage,
okay, so,
traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. American democracy is under major threat now.
Agree.
Is that a strongly or somewhat?
Yeah, strongly. I'm sorry.
Don't worry. The government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society.
I don't know what they could do. Somewhat agree.
Thank you. America is on the path to another civil war.
Ooh, that's a good question. Wow. My real answer is strongly agree, but I'll just say somewhat agree.
Okay.
Because I just don't think it's going to happen. Yes, somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you. Gay marriage should be a legally protected right in our in this country.
strongly agree, I guess.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A is the following. Parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Or statement B, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements do you agree with more?
A, the first one.
And is that a strongly agree or somewhat agree with statement A?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your time, but we still have a few more questions to go, so bear with me for a couple of minutes. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it is extremely important, 5 means you think it is somewhat important, and 0 means that you do not think it is important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10 once again. The first one is immigration to this country.
Immigration to this country? What do you mean?
Immigration to this country.
Okay, that's a 10. It's important.
Police that treat everyone the same.
Eight.
Freedom to protest the police or government.
Seven.
Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
Oh, yeah, that's important. 10.
Equal economic opportunities for all.
That's a 10.
A commitment to Christian ideals.
Okay. Well, some people have different religions. I'll go with 9.
Okay, thank you. The right to bear arms.
10.
Thank you. Now, and we're about to be finished with the survey, just a couple of more questions. But now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each, Houston, once again, a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with a statement, and a 5 means that you somewhat agree with a statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree with a statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind.
Okay, so that would be 10, I guess. That's obvious.
Thank you. And the next one is, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may be not at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents.
Okay, so I agree with what you just said. I just don't know what... Okay, 10, I guess.
Okay. Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you once again to please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. Any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Now we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Well, 2 years of college, so I guess 14.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Living with a partner.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
No, I'm guilty there. It's never.
I'm not here to judge, so don't worry. How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. And finally, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Oh, no. I have a lot of people that I work with that do, but no, I'm not. We all get along, but I'm just not into that.
Thank you. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your patience and your participation, sir. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful night.